Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shi'urim. We're in the Rambam, in Hilchos Malachim. We're in the third parak, in the eighth halacha. In the previous Shi'urim, we already saw the flow of Mitaras Hashem. We're going to skip a little bit in the Siman. And the Rebbe writes so much. It's mamish. It's like being in a candy store. It's so geschmack. So he says as follows, based on what we learned in the previous shir, Devada yesh chiyuv mita b'moreid b'malchut. Avada is a chiyuv misa. If someone's married b'malchus, it's chayuv misa. That was the lashon we saw in the Rambam. It is chayuv misa. Ela shechiyuvu eino ela b'beisin. Just this chiyuv misa is to be carried out in the beisin. Ukechol chayuv misos. Like all other chayvim misas which are carried out in the Beis Din. Umoyreit shayni, sheyesh lo huter damoy koydem apsak din. Umoyreit is different because he already has, that's what we were discussing in the previous shir, he already has a din of huter damo, that his blood is permitted even before the psak din. Like we saw, that other people are not allowed to kill him. Nevertheless, to a king, for whom his blood is permitted because he's married in the king. King Mamish has rishus to kill him. And that's what the Rambam writes, b'moyreid, that this is a rishus lahargo, in other words, the moment he's moyreid b'malchus, there's rishus for the king to kill him. Ela shemikom makom roi lahargo, like we saw the other lashon of the Rambam, it's roi lahargo. We said, which one is it? Is it roi lahargo or is it rishus lahargo? So the roi comes, ayidei ze sheya'amidu Ladin, v'yischayev misa. When they're mamid him ladin, and he's mischayev misa, then it's going to be roi lahargo, like we see in the Gemara and Shabbos, and daf nun vav. The havalei l'david the medayni b'sanhedrin. David should have been judged Uri on the Sanhedrin, and then it would have been roi lahargo. And that's the lashon of the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, roi v'rishus. In other words, rishus miyad. Immediately is a rishus, and roi sheyiyeh chayev ayidei ha'amod b'din. Roi is that he will be chayev by standing him in judgment. V'achach yeh kvar chiyuv lahargo. And then there's going to be a chiyuv, so there are three stages. There's rishus, the moment he's married b'melech. It's roi after your mamid him b'din. It's roi for him to be chayev by being mamid him b'din. And then after the Hamad al-Din, it's going to be a chi of lahargo. It's roi shiye chayiv by being mamid him b'din. And then it's a chi of laharogoto. So there's no stir on the Rambam here when he writes rishus and chiyuv. It starts out being a rishus, it ends up being a chiyuv. Kan koidem hamad al-Din, but kan lachar hamad al-Din. Adarabba, like we spoke about, since ein kvodo shel hamelech machu, Chayev lahamido b'din, kedei lechayev imisa demoyreid. And that's the discussion of the Maharit and the Parshas Drachim that we saw in the previous year. What about Melech Shemachol al Kvodo in Kvodo Machol? Enochinami. So in Kvodo Machol, so Chayev lahamido b'din in order to be mechayev imisa demoyreid. Zoi das harashba b'tshuva shehizkarnu. Shemuvra b'tshuva shchasim sofer. Sheyesh bo chiyuv misa, o melech shemochal al kvoido, ein kvoido mochu. And therefore you have to be mamed in b'din, you have to be mechayiv in misa, and not to leave him in a state where ein loy domim. Shemitzad ze, eino chayav klal lahorgo, ve'eino ela heter. In the meantime, it's just a heter, but after the hamad b'din, it's going to be a chiyuv. Mamshich Rabbeinu, nira b'machloket Rabbi Yochanan v'Resh Lakish b'Sanhedrin, b'Yerushalmi v'Perek Chet b'Trumot. We saw the machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Resh Lakish, whether or not, when someone says, give us one of you or we'll kill all of you, whether the person, and they single him out, whether he has to be Chayav Misa or not. So the Tosefta, in the seventh Perek of Trumas, Halacha Chof Gimel brings a machlekes tanoim. But Rabbi Yehuda holds, like Rabbi Yechanan, V'kach amra lehem do'il, v'hu ne'erag. Since he's being killed, v'atem ne'eragim, you're also going to be killed. Tanei tanu lehem, just give him away, v'al tahargu kulchem, and you shouldn't all be killed. Reb Shimon Shem Svir Alei, V'kach amra lehem, kol ha'moyreid, the Malchus Beis David, Chayev Nisa. So what the Isha said in the story of Sheva ben Bichri was, anybody who's Moired, the Malchus Beis David, is Chayev Misa. What does that mean? It's like Reish Lakish, that he has to be Mechuyev Misa, like Sheva ben Bichri. So according to Rabbi Yechanan, and then we have Rabbi Yehuda Tana on his side, he doesn't have to be Chayev Misa. All he has to do is be singled out. Anyway, everyone's going to be killed. And he was singled out, so you might as well give him away. And according to the Heilige Reb Shimon, this is what she said. Anybody who's married by Malchus Beis David is Chayiv Misa, like Reish Lakish, that there has to be a Chayiv Misa involved. Aval tzarich bi'ur, my time mitzad married by Malchus Beis David dafke. Why do we have to have married by Malchus Beis David? The dafke specifically that, and not Moreid B'melech Stam. And this was discussed by the Maritz Chayis in the Sefer Teres and Avim that we've referenced numerous times. As Narami Zeh, the shiny Moreid B'melechus Beis David, Misha'ar Moreid B'melechus, it would appear that there is a distinction between somebody who rebels against the kingship of David and another Moreid B'melechus, that by another Moreid B'melechus we can say, Shekol ma she'ein lo domim, Urak biyachas lemelech atzmai. When does he not have blood? That's in relationship to the king. Bishar morid b'malchus. When does he not have blood? Ein loy damim. It's only in relationship to the king. Ein loy damim. His blood is mutter. In the chedushim of the Bris Kerov in Chasrei Tzerach that we've been discussing and referencing, he discusses, b'seif tvorov, a roidef, shenitan lahatziloi be'echod me'ivorov. You have a roidef, whom you can save with one of his organs. In other words, you can shoot him in the leg and neutralize him. You don't have to kill him. So the Puliskarov suggests that with regard to somebody who can shoot him in the leg, he's considered yesh loy damim. But somebody who can neutralize him that way, who doesn't have the option for whatever reason of being matzah be'echad ne'evorov, he's considered ein lo damim legabov. So we see from this that ein lo damim is a relative term. It could be ein lo damim in relationship to one person, and yesh lo damim, he has blood, in relationship to another person. So using that model, we can say the same thing by a moired, that he has ein loy domim only vis-a-vis the king. And on that it says in the pasuk of the Cherem, mois yumos. In other words, the chalois ein loy domim that we've been discussing at great length. That he doesn't, his blood is now free, is permitted. Aval, rak biyachas, that's only in relationship to somebody to whom against he is rebelling. And there's a din to kill him. Uvezeh legabei kol Yisrael, havalei k'chol adam. But regarding the rest of the Jewish people, it's like every person, and Yichdu is not going to help, since he's not mechuyev misa, vis-a-vis those who want to give him away. Masha'en kein, somebody who's moired b'malchus beis David, for him, ein loy damim in relationship to all of the Jewish people. Because this is like a merida al kol Yisrael. Malchus Beis David is called in the pasuk. It's Kisei Hashem, serious business. Malchus Beis David. Vayein bebreishis Rabba bevayigash beparshat Tzadi Dalet or Ischess gabei haimaisa deshevah ben Bichri sheamra haisha chachama shebekrosham kol hameiz panav bemelech kiilu heiz panav beshchine. With regard to this maisa that we spoke about of Sheva ben Bichri, the woman Chachama said that anybody who has chutzpah to the king, it was brazen face to the king, it's like he's brazen face to the Shekhinah. And it also says there, Shema mitpanav b'melech, if someone starts up with the king, it's Shema mitpanav b'talmud chacham, it's like he's starting up with the Talmud Chacham, Ayin Shem in the Medrash. In other words, it's not a specific din of the Melech Davka. Ela, Kishchina. It's like starting up with the Shechina, that's an Inyan, that's Nogea Lekulam, or like a Talmud Chacham. The Torah belongs to Gans Klal Yisrael, so it's really starting up in a much bigger way, so therefore in lo damim klapei everybody. In Parsha Yotes Osvav, Shetova Sheyazgiru Es Yehoyakim, Shemorad Bo Liyadav. He demanded. He said, "I want you to give over Yehoyakim." And rebelled against him, and Yehoyakim said, "Ain't Doichin Nefesh Mepnei Nefesh? Lo Tazki Rebbe Al Don. You're not allowed to give me away. You're not allowed to give me away to save yourself." And then they said back to him, "What about your great grandmother? She did that to Sheva ben Bichri. She gave him away." Now there he was in Mechuyev Misa LeBeis David. Yehoyakim was just in Nebuchadnezzar. There, Sheva ben Bichri was Mechuyev Misa LeBeis David. That's why they gave him away. So it must be that Hu Adin B'chol Morei B'Malchus. In this answer, you see, it applies to anybody who's married by Malchus, that you give him away. You're allowed to turn him over. Not only Malchus Beis David. And that's what the Taz wanted to say. I think in that shtickle that we skipped. And that Hu Adin B'moyred B'Malchus Akum, you also give him away, even if it's a Goyisha Malchus. Not only a Jewish Malchus, and that's against what we're saying. We're saying it's only Malchus Beis David you can give him away. So we have to say, either the Medrash holds like the Tana that doesn't require at all Mechuyev Misa, and it's enough if Yichduhu, it doesn't have to be a Chiyuv Misa. And that's like the Tana that we saw, that it's enough to single him out, there doesn't have to be a Chiyuv Misa. Or maybe Yehoyakim, since he was rebelling against Nebuchadnezzar, was a roide for everybody. He was endangering everybody. And therefore he's mechuyev of Misa vis-a-vis everybody. And that's why they gave him over like Sheva ben Bichri. Because he had a din of hutur damo b'yachas l'kol Yisrael. Since he was more b'machos beis David, that Sheva ben Bichri, so to Yehoyakim, is also endangering other people. Gemara in Sanhedrin, Rav Kufiud, Kol HaCholek HaMalchus Beis David, Roy LeNochosh. So you see that it's not a Hutter Damo LeMelech B'Uvad, Elohu B'loi Damim B'Yachas LeKulam. And therefore he's Roy LeNochosh. So according to this we see that when are you allowed to give him away? When he is a Hutter Damo B'Yachas LeKulam, relationship to everybody, then you're allowed to give him away. And that's only if he's a Morad B'Malchus Beis David. And now, like the Taz is Bachomoyre. And again, the whole mice over there with Yehoyakim. Maybe he was endangering everybody, or maybe it's like the opinion that holds that Sagi B'Yechdu, you don't need him to be M'chuyiv Misa B'Chlam. V'gam B'Moyre B'Malche Akum. The Taz holds that you give him away. But we're not holding that way. We're holding it only applies to Malchus Beis David, but then he has a then he has a din of Hutu Dama L'chol Yisrael. And this Yesh Li Yashiv Divrei Rashi Hatmuy Me'od And with this, we can answer up a very difficult Rashi in Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Beis Amud Beis, talking about a fetus, Yatzar Roshoy. He brings the famous Mishnah, famous Mishnah in Avos. Hishimak Shalele Mechat Chines Avlad B'Neyeh. Umutzino Se'i Vorim Ivorim. B'nei She'chayeh Akoidmim L'chayev. Yatzar Roshoy Ein Noigim Boi. B'nei She'ein Dorchim Nefesh M'b'nei Nefesh. So if a woman is having difficulty, her life is being endangered in this process of giving birth, you cut up the vlad in her stomach and you take it out limb by limb because her life comes first. But the moment his head comes out, you don't touch him. He's saying, Doche nefesh mipnei nefesh, Rashi writes, Ivim tomer maestri Sheva ben Bichri. The Doche nefesh mipnei nefesh, they gave Sheva ben Bichri away. Says Rashi, Hasim eshum da'afil lo masrolo, ayinerag birgashit fesenu yoyov. Ah, yoyov. There he would have been killed anyway, even if they hadn't given him away. They would have been killed too. If he would have been saved, they would have been killed. And they wouldn't have been able to give him away. Or maybe it was because he was a Mord B'Malchus. And that's what the Tosefta says. So again, Rashi asks, if ain't doich nefesh mipnei nefesh, how did they give away Sheva ben Bichri? And the answer is either he would have been killed anyway, or because he was a Mord B'Malchus. Like we saw in the Tosefta, called a Mord B'Malchus based David Chayiv Misa. Ve'eno move on my kashi lemi Sheva ben Bichri. The Kashele Avin Barashi. What was Rashi's problem with Sheva ben Bichri? Do we not know that by Ritzicha Yehari Val Yavur, you need to come on to Sheva ben Bichri? We don't know that by Ritzicha Yehari Val Yavur. So, Medarv Zogin, Tzichin Lomah, like Rashi answers, that anyway they're all going to be killed. So, what was Rashi thinking in the question? We know the Barat Sikhi Harik Valyavu. And it must be Sheva and Bichri is different because he was going to be killed anyway. So what Bukhal was Rashi? Well, if it were Reinu Nira, Al Pima Shekatava Meiri Sham, Omera Meiri, Shebi Yatzar Osho, אף על פי שאין לו דין רודף, כמבואר בגמרא שם, דמשמע יהוד יקרא תפילה, מכל מקום היא עצמה מותרת להוגו, ולהציל עצמה, אין שם. זאת אומרת, that if the baby stuck his head out of the womb, started the birth process, even though he doesn't have a din רודף, like the Gemara says, why doesn't he have a din roidev? Mishma Yehuda kol rad filo. Min hashamayim is redifa. Nevertheless, she is permitted to, the mother is permitted to terminate this baby. Ayin sham divrei ha-meiri. V'haynu, me'adin ha-meyuchad. We have a din in Baruches, and Daf Samech Beis Amud Aleph. If someone's coming to kill you, you get him first. And see what the Bris Kerov writes in the first parak of Rotzeach that we've been discussing. It emerges that the Ubar has a din of huter damai in relationship to the nirdaf himself. In other words, the mother being the nirdefes, the baby has a din of huter damai. And yet we see in that Mishnah that with regard to others, We say, Ein doichin nefesh mipnei nefesh. We do not reject the soul of the child, of the baby, in favor of that of the mother. Why? Because regarding the rest of the people, he does not have a din of Ein loy domim. So on that Rashi asks, from Sheva ben Bichri, since there's a heter of his dam, we say, and on that Rashi asks that since there's a heter of his dam, why is there a heter on his dam? Because he was rebellious. So we say doichin es nafsho mipnei nefesh acherin v'shari l'mosra. Since his blood is permitted to the king of Israel, the king is allowed to kill him. So that means that we're doichin his nefesh mipnei nefesh acherin in order to save the others, and you're allowed to give him over. So why don't we say the same thing by this tinok? This tinok is a heter and his dam for the mother's perspective. Hotur damo to the mother. So let's permit him to others as well, just like Sheva ben Bichri. His blood was permitted to the Melech Yisrael, to the king, Melech Beis David. To Memela, it should be permitted to everybody else as well. I mean, Memela, since it was permitted to the king, it was permitted to everybody else as well. So why don't we say the same thing by the baby? The baby also, since the blood is permitted to the mother, it should be permitted to everybody else as well. So why, if the baby sticks out his head, do we say you're not allowed to touch him? Why not? Just like Hutter Dhamma Lamelech Yisrael, Hutter Dhamma to everybody. So too we'll say by the baby, Hutter Dhamma to the mother, so Hutter Dhamma to everybody. And on that, Rashi answered, either, anyway, everybody's going to be killed. Gornish is gehelfen. In the case of Sheva ben Bichri, belavach yargu kulam. That's why they gave him away. Even if he wouldn't be mechuyev misa, like Rabbi Yehuda, like Rabbi Yechanan. Anyway, you're all going to die. In that case, it's different. It's not just pshat that is hutur damo, and therefore hutur damo to everybody, but everybody was going to die. So it's not you're not helping anybody. Whereas in our case, here you can save. You can. One of them is going to be able to be saved. And so once the baby starts being born, the mother can die, but at least the baby will be saved. But everyone's going to die. The Sheva ben, meaning the Sheva ben Bichri case. So it doesn't help us to not give him over. Or Rashi gives another teretz, like Rav Shimon in the Tosefta, that he's married b'malchus. In other words, he's married b'malchus based David. And as we explained, married b'malchus based David is hutra dama l'kulam, l'kol Yisrael, and therefore nitcha nefesh mipnei nefesh. So when it comes to the baby, it's only vis-a-vis the mother, not vis-a-vis everybody. By Sheva ben Bichri, we're saying that his blood was permitted to be everybody. Because he was not Moritz Tam B'Melech Yisrael, he was Moritz B'Malchus based David. So that's Rashi's give and take. Rashi's kasha was, once it's the Sheva's blood is mutter L'Melech Yisrael, it was mutter to everybody. So the baby also, it's mutter to the mother, like we saw in the Meiri, it should be mutter, therefore to everybody. And Teretz says, no, by Sheva ben Bichri, Saivisa, he was going to die. Anyway, he was going to die. It doesn't matter. So they might as well just give him over and save everyone else. Or his blood was mutter l'kol Yisrael because he started up with Melchim Melch Beis David. All right, so this is phenomenal. Mamish phenomenal. I have no words. No words to describe how amazing this Torah is. I don't ever want to take it for granted, although I do sometimes, because I'm so used to learning the Torah of Rabbeinu. I'm just like, yeah, of course. Push it. But here he just, I don't want to tell you how long he goes on for here, but he goes on for a long time. Woo! So, Baruch Hashem, we have a lot of very, very sweet Torah waiting for us. And I just ask that you stay tuned. And we will see more Niflaos Mitaras Hashem B'li Neder. And it is going to be phenomenal. Thank you so much for listening. And B'li Neder, we shall continue. God should just give us the life and the health and the financial needs. And the good spirits. Shalom, shalom.